At Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is join with Holy Spirit. So I will say an opening prayer and then play a few minutes from a song by Nita Bion from her album, The Light Has Come. So everyone, you can just take a breath and settle back. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of five beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God. Welcome, everyone, to our ordination ceremony, and thank you so much for being here with us. I am Reverend Deborah Bredekin. With us today, we have the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses for today's five ministerial candidates. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor alphabetically by first name: Ashley Rose LeGrand, Krista Kemp, Kristen Lorraine, Sophia Pisano, and Vicki Evans. Ordained ministerial candidates, the advisory council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet shines brightly for all to see. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is a recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and acknowledge you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now, Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Robin Singler will now read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Barbara Sharp will share the following from A Course in Miracles text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for help, you think of it in this way: I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
From Chapter 6 in The Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, page 99, Reverend Diane Bernay, Reverend Lorendi Rue, and Reverend Mike Atkins will read.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. This is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. So candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. And now candidates together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light minister,
As a pathway of light minister.
I gladly choose
to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I am willing to go within. Listen and be guided by Spirit. It is a blessing to be a part of the awakening.
It is a blessing to be part of the awakening.
By being a light in this world.
And to help others go within.
And access their own inner wisdom. Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. And so now if you can close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may wish to use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. I will be silent. And now I would like to share one last song by Kathy Robel. It's called Let Me Remember. So everyone, you can just continue if you like to keep your eyes closed. Just take a breath and relax. And here is the song.
Listen to the truth.
You may wish to continue to keep your eyes closed as Reverend Robin Singler and Reverend Barbara Sharp share a quote from A Course in Miracles, page 433.
Once you accept his plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will it its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
And now, everyone, if you'd like to just take a breath and open your eyes. Now, each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Ashley Rose, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Thank you, Deborah. To me, the meaning of this ordination is to be a teacher of God, to walk in love everywhere I go and in all that I do, to be a living example of love, compassion, kindness, and gentleness, to provide a nurturing, loving space for all others, to demonstrate that there is another way of being in the world than what the world normally tells us, and that it's safe to be this. That it's in fact freeing and liberating to be this, that it can lift the veil of illusion and separation, opening a whole new world, so beautiful, so peaceful, so exciting, full of promise, connection, full of joy, and full of love. This ordination to me is a true privilege and something I hold in the highest of reverence. It's a culmination, but a continuing, of a journey I started long ago, and also a beginning as well. And I'm so excited and thankful to move forward into this next phase of love. Thank you. I'm complete.
Krista, can you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Sure. I move to tears of joy and tears of love as I read these words, what it means to be an ordained ministerial counselor. My dad, who was called home quite some time ago, was an ordained minister with the Lutheran Church of Canada. To say that he would be surprised to see me being ordained would be an understatement. And although I see now in the years without him just how wise, caring, and loving he was, so maybe he always knew. People who know me know how much I am fond of bringing people together, so joining with Spirit, my higher self, others, and their higher selves feels very natural to me. A Course in Miracles speaks of the power and the beauty, the healing, the love that happens when we join. In truth, we have always been joined. As Course says, there is no separation. And doing this work highlights over and over the oneness we are, forever being joined in love. This is not an end, but a wonderful beginning. I have much to continue to share. I have much to continue to heal. I have much to continue to learn. And I have much love with Holy Spirit's help and gentle guidance to share with myself and those willing. I want to take a moment to thank all of my wonderful facilitators, Reverend Deborah, Teresa, and Tanya, Lorindy, Diane, and Charlotte, especially my facilitator, Reverend Deborah Hannaford, who could not be present today, for her ongoing patience over the last year as she guided me through all of the course material, which she did with such deep love and allowed me to trust and free myself of my many illusions. I want to thank my fellow participants. You all have touched my heart so deeply. You all never wavered in your gentleness and love for me. So many beautiful moments between us. All I wish to cherish always, I love you guys. I also want to thank Mary and Robert. The Pathways of Light is truly a path to light. When I was considering how I wanted to present myself as my new ordained mysterial counselor self to the world, I tuned into peace first and asked Holy Spirit for guidance. I then happened to flip open to A Course in Miracles in Lesson 156. I walk with God in perfect holiness. And here's what stood out for me. You cannot walk the world apart from God because you could not be without him. He is what your life is. Where you are, he is there. There is one life. That life you share with him, nothing can be apart from him and live. The light in you is what the universe longs to behold. This is the way salvation works. As you step back, the light in you steps forward and encompasses the world. In the lightness and in laughter is sin gone because its quaint absurdity is seen. And lastly, in paragraph 8, which is what I will leave you all with as we go forward as newly ordained ministers and which speaks to what it means to me to be an ordained ministerial counselor through Pathways of Light. Who walks with me? This question should be asked 1,000 times a day till certainty has ended doubting and established peace. Today, let doubting cease. God speaks for you in answering your question with these words. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I light the world. I light my mind and all the minds which God created one with me. Amen. To all of my fellow Pathways family, I'm honored to be following my heart. My dad would be proud that I found the love within and the ability to follow Holy Spirit in joining with others. I love you all. And Ashley, Vicky, Kristen, and Sophia, you will always walk with me, and I remember your love. Have a blessed journey in your new role, and walk with God. Thank you, Krista. I'm complete.
Thank you, Krista. Kristen, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Kristen, Ashley, thank you. I feel like just bathing in silence after listening. And I just am choosing to speak from my heart today about what it means to me in this moment. And what I feel mostly are the words devotion and love and presence. And in a way, the achievement that this represents is a funny one, because for me, this path of healing perception, healing the mind, experiencing the presence of love within in a way that changes my perception of everyone and everything and brings my mind to a perception of the truth of everything that is far beyond perception, that is through the transience and temporary and the form of the world to the eternal, the illumination that radiates beyond all images, that is really what we are, and that is really how we are joined. It's devotion to this seeing, devotion to healing the mind, that is a subtractive process. It is an exchanging of all my self-concepts for the truth of being, the ground of being that is absolute, that is unchanging. And this has been such a profound path for me of healing my own mind of fear and guilt and seeming trauma, letting go of the past and letting go of the future, and dropping into a presence that carries me, that I never could have imagined, in which there is more joy and more of a radiance and more of a sense of connection and communion with not only what isn't visible, but also with all of you. I feel such gratitude for everyone who is here today as a symbol of love's presence and as love's presence in my life. And gratitude for Pathways, for Mary and Robert, to everyone who facilitated these courses that were just so healing and gentle, always bringing me back to my ability to choose again. If I'm seeing something that doesn't bring me peace, I can choose again. I can ask within me to see with eyes of love and see a transformed perception. And if I am experiencing a lack of peace, it's a process I can use any moment to come back to a truth of where we join in oneness. So I feel a tremendous gratitude, and the symbol of this ceremony and the ordination really represents that devotion, that this is a path that has changed my life, and that I can't imagine anything richer and anything that brings me closer to all of life. So thank you all. Thank you, fellow students. And it's a path of thanksgiving and blessing. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Kristen. Sophia, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute. Excuse me, Sophia, we're not hearing you.
Okay, a little louder. One moment.
Okay.
There we go. I think I got it. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I think so.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That sounds great, Sophia. Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that. So, being an ordained ministerial counselor for me means many things. It means that sorry, I'm such a baby sometimes. Okay. It means that I have the responsibility to show up with complete trust and faith that the Holy Spirit is here for everyone equally and always. Not only within my duties as a ministerial counselor, but outside of them as well. Being an ordained ministerial counselor means that people are going to put their trust in me, especially when they are having intense challenges in their lives. They are trusting that I will know what to do or what to say, but more importantly, they're trusting that I'll be leading the way with total faith in the Holy Spirit, especially if their faith has weakened. Although I may not always know what to do or say, through the pathways of light training I just received, I am more confident than ever that the Holy Spirit will and always has been there through my asking and through my surrendering to His guidance. And finally, being an ordained ministerial counselor means that I will show up with integrity, love, kindness, and humility, no matter where I am called to be and who I am called to be with. And I also want to thank all the ministers who helped and supported me on this beautiful ministerial journey. And all my sisters in my group for all their sharing, their love, and their care. And I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia. Vicki, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off mute.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I love the sound of the words Pathways of Light, and I'm so grateful to have been introduced to this program by my first facilitator, Reverend Barbara Sharp. After she described Pathways of Light, I was immediately drawn to find the website. Once I saw all of the positive opportunities and read the stories of the ministers, I knew I had come home to the philosophy of kindness, trust, oneness, peace, and joy that aligned with the Holy Spirit that I believed in to be the truth. And then on my journey of classes, teleconferences, connecting to ministers, and to the awesome Step 4 group, this is all reinforced that I want to stay on this path forever. Every experience has strengthened my belief in the process and the teachings offered, and I'm so thankful and grateful to Mary and Robert, to all of the facilitators I've worked with, Barb, Deborah, Diane, Lorendi, Tanya, Teresa, Charlotte, and also for my awesome sisters in my group, Ashley, Krista, Kristen, and Sophia, who continue to line my path with golden love, kindness, and support. Then, remembering to bring spirit into my life and to trust my inner guidance and wisdom further solidifies the love that I know that we all are. And I really like the ideas of letting go of the ego traits such as judgment that can only lead to tension and anxiety. And I'm so grateful for the learning that peace must always be first and foremost in my life. It was so refreshing to find that we are meant to be happy and joyful, and that we always have a choice to choose the path of peace by stepping back and taking a moment to remember our purpose in spreading love. And throughout my learning, I realized that I want my purpose as a minister to be a role model and example of peace, and to connect to others through facilitating Pathways of Light classes, accessing inner wisdom counseling, ceremonies, teachings, mentoring, and being a listener. I want to reach out to others and pass on my learning to help them create their own spiritual journey of realization that every person can have a life of joy and peace, and guide them to access their own inner wisdom. And by walking with others in their journey, I will also continue to learn and grow as a minister with Holy Spirit as my guide. And I just have to add something that had kind of a really fun meaning for me. I actually got a fortune cookie this week
And the message was, instead of giving someone a piece of your mind, give someone the peace of your mind. And that just said it all for me. So that was a very inspired message that I got in that 1450. So I just want to again say thank you to all, and I'm complete.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you to everyone, to Ashley, Rose, Krista, Kristen, Sophia, and Vicki for your beautiful, heartfelt sharing. Sending a big hug to each of you. That was beautiful. Thank you. Now, Reverend Mike Atkins, Reverend Deb Fee, and Reverend Diane Bernay will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light, the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing that they are on my behalf as well, and for all of those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until after all the candidates have been anointed, and then I will have the guests share. So thank you. We'll first begin with Ashley Rose Legrand, and she will be anointed by Reverend Lorendi Rose.
Ashley Rose, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Ashley Rose, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Ashley, as you have made a commitment and followed through on that commitment, in your continued journey to step into your magnitude as a child of God, a co-creator in the eternal mind of God, I see the word seasons coming forth. And as there have been seasons in your life historically, you can remember the strength that each season has provided for you as you step into a new season. And the season of fall comes into mind, where the colors are rich, vibrant. There's a renewing, even when it seems that death is the only option. And you are the light of the world, and you are called and have already been in the service of bringing color and richness and nurturing to the world. As you go forth this day and forward, you are supported and sustained by the love of God. You are a co-creator with God and the eternal universal consciousness of which you are a part of the eternal fabric and the eternal oneness. And with gratitude, all of your mighty companions celebrate in one joined chorus of praise and gratitude for your continued commitment and devotion to being a teacher of God. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Ashley Rose LeGrand.
And now Kristen Lorraine will be anointed by myself, Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. Kristen, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Kristen, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. And Kristen, I just want to express what a blessing it has been to walk from class number one right through step four with you. When I think of you, always comes to mind is just this softness and this gentleness, calmness, like this gentle little lamb. And I know you have such deep commitment and you have a very deep connection to Spirit. And we all will be blessed when you shine your light out for all of us. You're such a blessing. You're such a joy. You're such a light. And I thank you. I thank you for choosing to walk this path. As we know, every thought we heal in our own mind, we heal it for the whole sonship. And I'm grateful for all the healing you and I have done on the journey. So I love you very much. And I now would like to introduce to everyone present, Reverend Kristen Lorraine. And now, Krista Kemp. Her facilitator in steps 1-3 was Reverend Deborah Hannaford. And Reverend Deborah has been very ill. And what she did is she sent me a little message to read to you, Krista. And it was even difficult for her. It took her over a week to just try to get to the computer and even type a few sentences. So she really wanted to be here with you, and she wanted to anoint, and she was trying so hard. So here's her message to you, Krista. Dear Krista, welcome to the Pathways of Light family. Congratulations. This is a very special day and a time of celebration of your spiritual journey. I am so sorry I cannot be there with you in person. It has been my greatest honor to be your facilitator on this step of your spiritual journey. You are a blessed soul of light, kindness, compassion, and love. Shine your light on your Miracle Way spiritual journey. Share that gift with everyone who meets you. You are always in my heart, Reverend Deborah Hannaford. And so today, Krista Kemp will be anointed by Reverend Lorendi Rue.
Krista, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Krista, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Krista, you are a way shower. And the thoughts that came to my mind from Holy Spirit is your love and capacity to bring truth to traditions and traditions to the truth, and that everything that you have experienced, everything that you have witnessed, has been for your learning and bringing you to this point, so that you can share with the addition of what you have learned on this journey with love and peace and joy to all those whom Holy Spirit has already prepared for you. As sure as your calling has been, so has their waiting been for you. And as you go forward with light and extreme capacity for understanding, you will meet those whom are ready to hear your blessed words, because they are blessed through the inner wisdom and the connection of the inner wisdom of those with whom you will meet. Your pathway is sure. As sure as your devotion and your commitment has been to this point and to this day, will go forward and continue on the path of light forward. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Krista Kemp.
And now Sophia Pisano will be anointed by Reverend Mike Atkins.
Sophia, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Sophia, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now, I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Sophia, there is such joy in you, such peace and happiness, a pure and beautiful light, and wisdom beyond what the learning of this world can impart. Within you is a natural, intuitive knowing that always sees what lies beyond this little dream. God Himself thanks you for letting this inner light lead the way, for choosing to see through the eyes of love, and for your willingness to be the peace and the light in any situation and for everyone you meet. Remember that love goes with you wherever you go, and that you are always ready to meet whatever comes your way. Your heart is full, Sophia, and your arms open to give as you receive. All the angels in heaven walk alongside you, leading the way. And I am so happy and grateful to be here with you as well, to share this day with you, and to stand with you as you accept your place among the ministers of God. With love and gratitude, I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Sophia Pisano.
Vicki Evans will now be anointed by Reverend Barbara Sharp.
Vicki, I am facing you and placing my thumb on your forehead. I anoint you, Vicki, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for sharing for you. Vicki, as your facilitator, I was able to watch you transform from just wanting peace, the ambition for peace, to the resolution for peace. Peace being your only focus, you weakened your ambition and you toughened your resolve. Now your resolution becomes your basis for your teaching. Peace is magic, as you wrote in your article for Pathways. You are ready. The world is waiting. And I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Vicki.
I would now like to invite any of the guests present to share. Please say your name before you share, and then please say complete so we know when you are done sharing. So lastly, remember to take yourself off of mute. And if anyone would like to share, just go right ahead. We love hearing our guests and we love hearing the sharing.
Hello, my name is Trevor. Is it okay to share one?
Yes, please go right ahead. Thank you.
Hi, I'm here for Krista Kemp, and my dad and mom are also here as well. We've all been listening to everybody's speeches. You guys did a really great job. Krista, we're so proud of you. You really are a true light, and I want to follow you to heaven myself, and I'm sure everybody who knows you as well, and be in touch with God. We are so proud of you and everything you've done. Such an honor to be with, to have you in our family. I guess that is complete. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good job.
Just go ahead. Anyone else who'd like to share, just first say your name and then share.
Hello?
My name is... Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Kim, and I'd like to let Ashley Rose know how proud I am of her. And everyone today was just so beautiful and so touching. And God bless her. And I love you so much. Complete.
Hi, my name is Scott, and I was invited by Kristen. And just am very touched by all of your statements, and just want you to know that it's so important, so valuable, what your commitment and your intention and your love and light is to the whole world. Really a blessing, and is really appreciated. Thank you very much. I'm complete.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hello? Hello?
I hear two people, so go ahead, who's ever saying hello. Please say your name and share. Thanks.
Hello, it's... Jeff Kemp, Krista's husband, and we're here with about 10 people listening in on the service. It is really amazing. And we just want to say congratulations to Krista. Yeah, it was an amazing journey. I love you so much, and can't wait to see you. Bye. Sweet.
Hi. This is Melanie. I'm Vicki Evans' daughter.
Hi, and this is Scott Evans, Vicki's husband.
And we just want to say how proud we are of Vicki, my mom. She's been so great. We've watched her throughout this entire journey and seen her do so well, and we just look forward to see her continue.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate everybody. The ceremony was beautiful, and we're being hosted by Reverend Barb Sharp and her husband, so thanks to them as well.
Woo! Complete.
Would anyone else like to share?
Hi, everyone. Ben here. I'm here for Ashley. And again, to echo everyone's sentiment, it is truly an honor and a humbling experience to be part of this. We're truly proud of you, Ashley, and your classmates, and really, really excited for the future of the abundance that is to come. So again, I'm very proud of you. I love you. And I am proud of all of you guys. And I'm pleased.
Hi, this is Jonah. I am Kristen Lorraine's husband, and I just wanted to echo what a lot of people have said, how beautiful the ceremony has been today, and it keep thinking of scenes of the apostles who had to spend a lot of time with Jesus and grow and really be devoted and go through their own trials and heal their own minds before they could shine their light into the world, and I can feel some of that process that's happened. And I just wanted to express my gratitude that I've known Kristen for decades now, and she's not only been an expression of God's love in the world for me, but I just am so grateful for the way she's become as it feels like all the candidates here, all the new reverends here have become demonstrations of how true healing occurs, symbols for how seeing the world through the eyes of the Holy Spirit, seeing through the eyes of love, can release us, and so that we can all become demonstrations for one another. So thank you to Pathways Light and the teachers, and now the new teachers and the new ministers. I'm complete.
Would anyone else like to share? Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Carrie and Lori Riding. We are here. We're friends of Kristen and Jonah's, and I don't really have much to say because I think Jonah just said it all so beautifully, but I also just want to thank all of you. This whole ceremony has just been so moving and exactly what I really needed to hear today, so I appreciate all the sharing of the love, and I can feel the depth of God surrounding all of us, and I'm just so appreciative to have Kristen and Jonah's love in my life, and I can only imagine the work that all of you do and how it spreads and shares the healing that we all need to feel so deeply. Thank you. I am complete.
Anyone else like to share? Okay, then I would just like to close by saying we at Pathways of Light are truly blessed to have these five beautiful new ministers joining our community, and we just want to express again congratulations to Reverend Ashley Rose LeGrand, Reverend Krista Kemp, Reverend Kristen Lorraine, Reverend Sophia Pisano, and Reverend Vicki Evans. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors, and I'd like everyone present, please take your phones off of mute, and together we're going to give them a big hand and a big celebration. So everyone, please take yourself off of mute, and let's go. Yay!
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 Yay! Oh, yay!
Congratulations.
So our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing that's happened today. And we're thankful to everyone who joined us and was a part of this ordination. So this now concludes our ceremony, and you may hang up now. Thank you and blessings.